Good morning. We're continuing a klal samaches. So we're starting Siman Zayin. So Siman Zayin is the concept known as mitzvah bo yosef mi b'shluchai. That when a person has a choice to do the mitzvah through his own effort, or to have a shliach do it for him instead, there is a milah that the mitzvah should be done by the person himself. So even though the mitzvah is totally kosher and fulfilled through shlichus, it's still a mile that the person should do the mitzvah himself. So the Chayyam says, mitzvah yosef b'shlucha. Where is this discussion presented? The Gemara presents it in regards to the mitzvah of Kedushin, that a person had an option of being Mekadosh and Isha. Sometimes the woman was not around, she was in a different place, and he could send the shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha, or the person could be Mekadosh and Isha himself directly. So mitzvah yosef b'shlucha, it's appropriate for him to do it himself as opposed to sending a shliach. And the Gemara then continues and gives an example of various different amoraim that they were makbid as part of the preparations for Shabbos, that they would do as part of the preparations for Shabbos as opposed to leaving it to the members of their household. They would do some type of preparation for it by themselves. The Gemara says, why? Because mitzvah boy yosef b'shlucha. Now, the Chayyam is going to present a question. What do you do when you have a conflict between mitzvah yosef b'shlucha and some other element of heder mitzvah? He gives one example. Tzorachim, im hu yasa hamitzvah, lo yia mehudar kol kach. If he will do the mitzvah personally, it will not come out as nice. So I have a choice between having a professional do the mitzvah for me, and it'll come out looking very professional, or my doing it myself with my own amateur ability to do it. So the mitzvah will be fulfilled, but it will come out much more beautiful if I do it ayudei shliach. So what's better? Do I say mitzvah yosef b'shlucha, it's better for me to do the mitzvah, even though the result will be more amateur? Or it's better to say, in that situation, that the heater of the mitzvah, it's more beautified by the virtue of the fact that I'm doing it through a shliach. For example, the person who wants to write a sefer Torah, and he's actually knowledgeable enough, he knows the halachas to write a sefer Torah, but his handwriting, his writing of the ksav of Ashuris of a sefer Torah, is not as pretty as somebody else's. So it'll come out kosher, because he knows the halachas, and he will be careful with the halachas. A person can't just write. There's a whole series of halachas. The person has to know how to do to write a sefer Torah. He knows all of that. But if he writes it personally, he doesn't have such a nice ksav. But if he hires a sefer instead, it'll be much more beautiful. So the Chayyam says, "Sir, which one's better?" So it's a Sarachian. Which one is better? Is it better to have the beautifying of the mitzvah at the expense of doing it himself, or vice versa? The Sarachian is Chubas Mabit Simin Mantes. He says that the Chubas Mabit would seem to be a right to this question, and he leaves it hanging with the Sarachian. Another example of this question, and it actually goes back to our previous discussion, is Shiza Makdim and the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah by Yosef and B'shluchai. So I have a conflict between Mitzvah by Yosef and B'shluchai and Shiza Makdim. So what's better? So this is a discussion in the Prima Gadim, in the beginning of, at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, that a person should build a Sukkah. So situation where the preferred time to start building the sukkah is right after Yom Kippur. I can't do it myself personally right after Yom Kippur, but I can have somebody else do it right for me right after Yom Kippur. So I will be Mekayim Zvizah Makdimin by doing it at that point in time. But I won't have Mitzvah by Yosef B'Shlucha. If I wait till I do it personally, I will have the mila of mitzvah yosef mishluchai. I won't have the mila zizam akdim in the mitzvahs. So the opinion of the Prima Gadim is that in that situation, the Milo of Mehudar takes precedence over the Milo of Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Shlucha. Here the Chayyadim is giving a different type of heater that he's raising this question, which one is better? So we'll try and clarify this more in the next share. Meanwhile, have a good day.